Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, cattle futures had another pretty interesting day as we were all over the board. Some of the months actually finished in the green after being lower, but the February live cattle, 137.10 up 77. We had some 137 cash trade early, several reports of that from various people. April live cattle up 2 at 140.10, so they were able to close above 140. June's were down 15 here at 135.42. August down 30 at 134.95. Technically speaking, you know, we gap lower yesterday. We had an inside day today where today's low was higher than yesterday's low. Today's high was lower than yesterday's high. So it's an inside day. Maybe it'll break out. There's several gaps above the market. The first gap was, of course, from 2 days ago or from Friday's close, which is 142.02 in April. And then the other one is from January 3rd, where the low was 144.07. So two gaps above the market on the April live cattle. The feeder cattle today are going to be up 7 in the January. The January futures expire on Thursday. They're at 158.55. The March is down 140 at 159.85. April's down a buck 10 here at 165.27. May's down $1.12 at 169.20. Hogs up again. They've been on a run here. The February's up $1.12 at 87.45. April up $1.92 at 97.25.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breeds. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
Today's grain futures were mixed, led by wheat higher for the most part. July Kansas City wheat up 13.5, 833.5. That was 13 cents off of the high earlier today. And if you go back and look, we've hit some resistance here. There's a trend line from the November high to the December high that we're matched up with pretty well right now. But we've rallied about 83 or so cents off the low just about 7 or 8 trading days ago for July Kansas City wheat. Still a lot of reports of the drought and what damage that's had. Yesterday, the crop progress and condition report that the states released, Texas and Oklahoma, Kansas, some other winter wheat states, showed another decline for month over month in the good to excellent ratings. So that's one reason why, and this drought's very real. And Thursday, we'll have the latest drought monitor to show it. I think it's been somewhere around 100 plus days in southwest Oklahoma of a quarter inch or more rain. Chicago wheat was up 13 to 18. The beans are up 4 and 5. Cents here. If you go way out there, November was up 11 at 13.18. And then corn was down a penny in March, up a penny in May. July was up 3.5 cents today. And then the cotton futures ended up 54 higher in March at 120.94. The May's up 65 cents at 118. Dow Jones currently up 100, rallied back after being down 600.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.